Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, a throwback Thursday. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch with you. And hopefully somebody listening is $763 million richer. And there's Colton Wong. Come on, man!
What'd I tell you, Leroy? What'd I tell you? He got up in the bullpen. I said, I do not like Junior Guerra in a game where you are up and have a chance to lose it. Do not put him in. Sure enough. I told you, I said, Taylor Williams. Now, that would have been a much better choice.
I like Taylor Williams.
No, Junior Guerra. Wonderful.
Junior. It ain't over yet.
Okay, well, if somebody was going to tell me Colton Wong was going to go deep twice, I would have taken the over.
How about if they told you they're going to throw two meatball fastballs down the middle of the plate to him both times he hit the home run?
Yeah, I would have taken the over.
The
yeah,
same
I
thing.
Would have taken the
it's
over.
The same thing Chacin did.
He tried to overpower him.
Stupid.
5-4 now, the Milwaukee Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals out
That's
of Miller Park.
Than walking him and putting the guy on, the next guy hit it out, though.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's why Leroy Butler is one of my favorite guys in the world.
Saying,
now that is some sunshine and rainbows.
You walk you the guy, should the work next with guy, Tim guy Allen. Hits it out, it's tight.
414-799-1250, the phone number. Live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox.
I thought he walked out, too.
I thought he was going to absolutely, discard himself when Christian Yelich hit the three-run homer to put the Brewers up 4-3. He was in here like it was the NLCS when he hits the home run
that
in
is
the bottom half of the first inning. It was unreal.
Tim is that way every game of the season. Does not matter if it's game one, game 50, game 100, game 145. It's the same reaction all year on every pitch.
Similar to like how Coach Buzz would when he was at Marquette, Sparky. I mean, that guy would be soaked from head to toe, lose his voice in the fourth minute
Still
of a game
does.
If they were playing UMBC or if they were playing UConn back in the Big East.
They said when he took the Virginia Tech job, he was an idiot. They said, you are going to be able to win at Virginia Tech.
I didn't think that he would.
Can't do it. So that's just career suicide. Why would Buzz take that job for? Well, it's turned out okay for Buzz. Not that he's got a national championship, but it looks like he's found some success over there at Virginia Tech. So that's pretty positive for Buzz Williams. Meanwhile, you look at Marquette since he's left, it's so pretty.
Darius Thornwell and John Morant.
Not so pretty. Can't get out of the first
Absolute
round of the playoffs.
Absolute nightmares.
Can't get out of the first round of the playoffs. Now, again, like we've said, Wojo's essentially rebuilding that program from where it was because Buzz was doing it year to year with JUCOs and everything else, and he's trying to do it the Badger way. So from that perspective, everybody's trying to give him another year. So fine, he gets another year next year. Buzz carried on the success that Kareem left him when he took over for Tom Kareem. And yeah, huge success.
Would you rather have Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams back in the state of Wisconsin coaching either the Wisconsin Badgers or the Marquette Golden Eagles? Sparky Pfeiffer.
You added Bruce Pearl into this now, too, besides Buzz Williams?
Yeah, I also threw Bruce Pearl in there because Bruce Pearl coaching at Auburn, they're in the SEC. They go up against a couple of blue bloods. They go up against Kentucky every single year. They're a fifth seed and right now ranked as one of the most dangerous teams in the tournament, Gary.
They are. And this is weird because you look at both of these programs and, you know, you go to Bo Ryan and you go to Dick Benton, but Bo Ryan, just keep it there. And Wisconsin have had a lot of success, but I think maybe, I don't know, have they had more success than Marquette? Maybe not. Well, did Bo span over with Buzz and with Tom Crean, didn't he?
No, Bo was only at UWM for a little bit, and then at Wisconsin, both of them.
Did he have both of them, though, I think? Yeah. So he kind of spanned both of those.
And Pearl followed Bo at UWM.
Right. It's a tough question to me. I think you got to look at both of these guys and kind of what they do. I mean, it just feels like Bruce Pearl, once again, I mean, well, he was at Tennessee for a minute. Did he get run out of Tennessee?
I had all that crap that happened.
Something happened there, too, right?
Yeah.
And then he had to go do TV for a while.
Like he was,
and he was
on,
good
like,
on
probation
TV.
Or whatever, I think he was.
Mm-hmm.
So got ran out of there. Then he gets this job here at Auburn. And both of these guys feels like that they have a system in place and it works.
Bruce Pearl does pretty good in the tournament too. Remember UWM? He took them to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but they have it doesn't feel like it's national championship type stuff, but it feels like they could have a chance to get to at least to the Elite Eight.
Sure.
And maybe Final Four. They do it differently than everybody
else. They've got Kentucky this round?
Yeah. I think so.
I've got them beating Kentucky in my bracket.
They look like
Kentucky plays Houston.
They have a system in place.
Houston beating Kentucky.
Yeah, they have a system in place. These two coaches that works for them, how they do it. And I was one of those guys with you with Buzz Williams at Vitek. I thought that was career suicide, but it goes to show you that he knows what he's doing. He has a system in place. He can get the guys that he wants to get, and he can make it work.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing.
Auburn takes on UNC tomorrow night, and Virginia Tech goes up against Duke. When you're talking about teams that – and Virginia Tech has seen both of those two teams, both of those one seeds in the ACC and had success against both.
Let me ask you this. How would JUCOs go over at Wisconsin?
You know that better than
we
do.
Better than we would, being I'm just asking, the former Wisconsin Badger.
What do you guys think?
No.
Didn't go over well in football, did it?
No.
Gary Anderson.
No, I don't. I mean, that's a Barry Alvarez call.
Right.
But I don't think he would really probably allow it, is my guess.
Because here's the deal, guys. At some point, Wisconsin is going to have to take a chance on somebody.
I agree.
At some point, there's got to be another Bruce Pearl, another Buzz Williams that they're going to have to take a chance on. Because I just don't think they can win consistently the way they're doing it right now. Virginia is doing it, but they have better players year in and year out. I don't know what Tony Bennett is doing over there, but he's got better players.
And they play in an incredibly the best basketball conference in the country, in the ACC, which can also draw a lot of eyes, I think, and a lot of recruits, because you are going to play Duke twice. You're going to play North Carolina twice. Right. You're going to be on national television as much. But then again, you're in the Big Ten. It's probably the second best college basketball conference in the country.
I would agree.
Would you want Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams back in the state of Wisconsin? 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation. Sparky, I don't know if we exactly got the clean-cut answer for you.
No. We're saying Wisconsin or Marquette.
Yeah, either one.
I'd take either one back in Marquette.
Ooh.
I'd take either one at Wisconsin. Now, realistically, I don't think Wisconsin would ever hire either one of them, probably.
I think they're going to have to take a chance, Steve.
I don't disagree with you.
At some point.
But with Pearl's history, off the court, with the antics and whatever, I don't think Wisconsin would touch him with a 10-foot pole. And if you remember Pearl and Marquette and all that stuff back in the day, I don't think Marquette would touch Pearl either. I think Pearl's a better basketball coach than both the guys that we have currently. I think he's better than Wojo, and I think he's better than Gregard. And I think Buzz Williams is better than both of them, too.
I agree.
I don't think it's
even totally agree. It ain't even close.
I don't think it's even a question. No, I think both of them are better than what
but
they
have. But it's about how they do their business.
Sure. But they're now, again, for Pearl, like I said, he's got in trouble, whatever. But as far as getting the kids, putting the kids out there, and winning with the kids, regardless if they're young or older, whatever, doesn't really matter. He's going to get the most out of them. Pearl's going to run him into the ground in practice. He's going to scream his head off and lose his voice a million times throughout the course of a season. And then when you play Pearl's teams, it's going to be hell on earth, because they are going to press you, trap you, do everything to try and run you out of the gym and get you tired, because they're going to be in better shape than you are. That's what he banks on. So that's kind of Bruce Pearl. Buzz Williams, man, he's kind of like Kareem to a little bit of a degree in Izzo, where he's just... We're going to play football-style mentality type.
Bully ball almost.
On the basketball court, and that's how we're going to get win. But I'm going to get tough-minded dudes that aren't going to back down from nobody, aren't going to be scared by anybody. Nobody's going to push us around on the basketball floor. I'm sorry. You look to Marquette that last game, they got pushed around. They got pushed around.
No doubt.
And Buzz was saying,
they got intimidated.
Yeah, and Buzz was saying, I go get me a 6'6 kid that can guard a 6'11 kid.
Had Jimmy Butler at center.
He played center when he was.
I mean, that's
what I'll do.
Yep. You want to look at a sum of what Buzz Williams is, you look at what Jimmy Butler is in the NBA.
Yeah.
And to that extent, he also has been known to clash with teammates, and a lot of people have thought that he's a rough guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
In Jimmy Butler.
I think that has to do more with who he's around off the court.
Understandably
than
so.
What it was then.
Sure. 414-799-1250.
They got another guy. Who was the other guy, though, in NBA? Went to Cleveland for a minute that was at Marquette? Traded to Cleveland?
They've had a bunch of guys. Lazar Hayward was in the NBA.
No, not him.
Jimmy Butler.
Jarrell McNeil.
Wesley Matthews.
Matthews.
That was Kareem.
Jay Crowder.
That was his guy, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Buzz Williams or Bruce Pearl as a coach of the Wisconsin Badgers or the Marquette Golden Eagles? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Also, while you're doing that, use the hashtag Big Throwback. Let us know who you want to hear on next week's Throwback Thursday. Your count, your vote gets you counted into our contest for a Master's Ease gift card out in Brookfield and in Waukesha. 414-799-1250, the phone number. Wendy's Big Show back after this. But first, Sparky with these words on how you can make some money for yourself being your own boss.
Just point this out for a second here.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about starting a new career in working with Young Express, becoming a successful transporter of expedited freight. Now, what does that mean? That just means you drive for a living. That's going to be your career. You're going to get in your vehicle, whether it be a cargo van, a sprinter van, tractor trailer, whatever. And you're going to haul freight. So they're going to tell you, dispatch is going to tell you, okay, we want you to go over here. Let's go to, you got to go to Green Bay to pick something up. And then I need you to drop it off in Paddock Lake. That's your route. And then once you get done dropping it off, then you're going to call back and they're going to tell you where else to go. Okay, they're looking for local drivers, full-time independent contractors. But just think about this for a second. This Brewers season is just starting right now, right? So while you're driving, you don't miss a thing, like ever, because you just have it on the radio and you listen.
Oh, that's a great point.
That's it. You never miss anything. Any of your favorite sports teams, you're always got it on the radio. You can listen. You never can miss a Big Show because you're driving all the time. You listen to the Big Show. And I know, well, if I'm in Green Bay, you got the radio.com app, right?
Problem solved.
Boom, right there. You can plug in most cars you can plug into now, have it come through your speakers. Never miss a Big Show either. It's just the best thing ever. Drive for a living. And local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. The local drivers get to sleep in their own bed each and every night. And 99% no-touch freight. It's all done with forklifts. No breaking your back. So if you ever thought about becoming your own boss, running your own business, now is the time. Time to be a part of the Young Express team. Now remember, you're not working for them. You're working with them. That is the big difference here. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Would you want Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams back in the state of Wisconsin? More next, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Gary Ellerson, who's the closest to this today? Who's the closest to this dude today?
I don't think do that.
Huh?
Is it your boy Mars? What's your boy name?
Bruno.
Is he the closest to these to Lyle Richie today?
He's the closest to all this stuff. Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I say he's the closest to like what my generation will ever find of like a Prince or
yes.
Michael Jackson or Lionel Richie, yeah, for sure.
Because there's not much of this right now.
Bruno Mars is probably it.
And I'm telling you,
Leroy's pretty in-depth in songs.
This right now, I think, would still work. If you had a modern version of this with same type of thing, because everybody in here is chair dancing and everything else, listening to this stuff, it would still work.
It still goes.
Just like Harry's razors, that just goes and goes and goes with their great razors. Do you know that the average guy spends 3,000 hours of his life shaving? That's 4 months of your life that you spend shaving. Why would you overpay for stuff that you don't have to? Save that money and put it towards something else. I've been using Harry's razors now for quite a while. And I'm telling you, it is a huge difference. Take that electric razor, throw it in the trash, and use Harry's razors. Smooth glide, super close. Got it from my dad. He hasn't gone back to what he was using prior to this either. He continuously only gets Harry's razors now, too. It just works that good. And it doesn't cost nearly as much. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is go to harrys.com and use the word Sparky. S-P-A-R-K-Y. Sparky. Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks. They combine a simple, clean design with a quality, durable blades at a fair price. And they believe in the product so much, they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave. 100% quality guarantee. You'll love it, and you'll thank me. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Free shipping when you use the code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show.
Josh Hader on in the eighth inning, and
he doesn't look as good as last year.
No, he actually he somehow looks better.
Hey man, I ain't never seen about Mike Goldschmidt look like that.
Dude, it's just stupid.
That's just straight fire.
That's a defensive swing. Yeah.
That's just heat, cuz.
He pumped 397 mile an hour fastballs all on the inside part of the plate, and Goldschmidt just swung right through.
So
all
now the question is: this is the start of the eighth, and they're up one now with one out. If he goes quick here and strikes out the side, you bring him back for the ninth to end it? Or do you not pitch him so you can have him tomorrow and bring in Matt Elbers?
No,
he's
going to go off the sheet, I would assume.
That would mean that he's not available tomorrow then, right?
Yeah. Yep. Probably close to maybe not even available on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
Then. You got to get wins whenever you can.
No, I'm not sacrificing. I'm not sacrificing two games for this game.
But a one-run game, you'd rather go and throw Matt Albers out there or Taylor Williams?
But then I get him tomorrow. Yeah, or, I think I might.
Okay.
How many games we got here?
I'm not losing three. Four. Wait, you get these guys 10 guys. Today's Thursday.
Okay.
Right. It's 10 or 4.
You want to go 2-2 here.
Right. So you're saying if you use him today, baby, Tausch two innings, then you'll have him back Sunday.
Yeah, probably have him back Sunday.
And then what are we going to do the other 2 days?
Well, you can
in a one-run game.
You can pitch him in two more games.
Well, your boy.
You got nobody else that you can count on.
No, but you can pitch him in two more games. We're saying you got to keep it close.
Today
you
go and Sunday.
2-2, yeah.
But if you pitch
you
him
get
only,
a win here.
But if you pitch him one inning today, one inning tomorrow, now you could have him three of the four games.
Yeah, but you have the chance of losing it, so you get this win. You want to go 2-2, right?
And
that's your goal.
And it's tough.
No, I'm
going to
go 3-4.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm trying to win the damn series.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if you lose today, then okay, we'll talk 2-2. Yeah, you win. Amazing. Now I'm trying to get two of the next three.
Also,
you tell me this ain't a young Randy Johnson.
I mean, he is just outstanding. It's just limbs and hair and ass and legs just flying all over the place whenever Josh Hader pitches. And seven strikes.
You know what? Dudes are in love with him, too, aren't they?
Yeah, weirdly.
Aren't they?
I mean, weirdly, dudes are in love with dudes all the time.
Dudes are in love with
dudes are in love with sports dudes all the time. Why do you think dudes wear jerseys for?
It's a bromance.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that, right?
Are you against dudes wearing jerseys of players?
No.
How old are they?
I don't care.
I love jerseys. Throwbacks. Well,
of course, Leroy does.
See, I'm more with Leroy. Like, I'm down just
one. I got
one,
a nice, nice 19 jersey. I almost wore
it. It also, to me, depends on how good the jersey looks. Like, I'll rock any kind of old Raptors jersey with the purple dinosaur that's jumping over. Or the screaming deer.
You like the Barney look.
Yes. Yeah, I was a big Barney kid. I also made it to the second round of auditioning for
Barney.
Didn't you
wear a purple one like that? You work one day and we start singing?
Yeah. If he were all red, we could say, hey, Kool-Aid.
We love you.
Wait. You missed what he just said. So we know the boy band thing didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have been fine as a Barney. So you made it to the second round of auditions?
Not to be Barney, to be one of the kids on Barney when I was like three or four years old.
Never mind.
When Aaron Carter was on and, you know, like Hillary Duff was on, I was auditioning to be one of those kids.
Well, you weren't cute enough. Yeah. You weren't cute enough.
Yeah, I wasn't auditioning to be Barney.
That would have made sense, though. You could have pulled that off.
Can you believe that, Gary?
Well, yes, what you said. You said I made the second round of auditions of Barney. So I thought that's what you were auditioning for, trying to meet Barney.
By the time that I was that big, though, I think the purple
the show was over?
Yeah, and people were like not wanting Barney at their birthday parties because of the allegations.
You might be able to bring it back.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Will in Greenfield.
What's up, Will?
Will, you want Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams in Wisconsin?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Yeah. Let me tell you, I think the Wisconsin Hoops program is on thin ice, so you know what you need to do?
What you need to do?
You need to bring in the anti-Greg Garden, bring in the ultimate ringleader, and Bruce Pearl to save this program.
He's the ringleader.
And let me tell you why. Obviously, we know the bolt of lightning he put into the UWM program, but when he took over that Tennessee job 10, 12 years ago, that program was at the bottom of the barrel.
Sure it was.
And he made them number one ranked team in a year and a half. When he took on this Auburn program, bottom of the barrel, and look how quick he's turned this program around. The style of play, the attitude, this guy can bring in the athletes. The coaching is beyond incredible. And the way that he carries on that school spirit, I think it's time for Wisconsin to just think outside the box a little bit and get this guy in here. He'll get the JUCO guys in here.
He'll make
this program relevant. And I'll tell you what, guys, within 2 years, I think Greg Gard's going to be gone. I think he's over his head. And we need to bring in the anti-Greg Gard. And that man is Bruce Pearl, boys.
He is the anti-Greg Gard. Thanks for the call.
I don't think the compliance office would like him.
Hey, Garrett.
Yeah.
Let's just say
they'd be fudging that extra foreign language class very much.
Let's just say the compliance officer passed out after night out on Sage Street, and you were able to slip Bruce Pearl in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Pearl, and Barry Alvarez on the same campus. How's that going to work?
Mm.
Because he called him a ringleader. That's what he is.
No doubt.
He's gonna come into your town. Yeah. He's gonna shake things up. Right. Everybody will be talking about Badger basketball.
But here's
Badger football's nice, but pay attention to me over here.
But here's the thing. I never felt that Bruce wanted to take over from Barry Alvarez. I mean, I never felt that.
Let me give you an example about Bruce Pearl.
Okay.
Pat Summitt at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl walked in there and said, well, I'm at the bottom level of Tennessee. Hell, women's basketball is more popular than men's basketball. Mm-hmm. Tennessee football is Tennessee football, regardless if we're good or not. So I'm third of all these three. Right. I'm third. Mm-hmm. How am I going to be one?
Well,
so what did he do?
Went to the girls' basketball game, took his shirt off, painted his body orange,
right, that's put his saying. Armor on Pat Summitt, that, right, and got himself out front.
Right, that's my point, though. He got himself out front, but it never felt like he wanted to be more than Pat Summitt. He respected what Pat Summitt had done.
He wanted to join the party. He wanted,
so it just doesn't feel like he wants to come in and take over from Barry Alvarez. If anything, I think Bruce Pearl get with Barry and try to understand how Barry was successful and try to expound on that.
Right.
I don't think Bruce wants to take over. That's what it feels like.
So you don't think the egos would be a problem?
No, not with Bruce. I don't think Bruce is that way. I think Bruce does things differently than a lot of people that Barry's going to. But see, here's the thing I don't understand about Wisconsin. When Barry was a head coach, guess what? He did stuff differently. And all of a sudden, it changed somewhere when he became AD.
I'll tell you when it changed. When Donnie Shalala picked up and went to Miami,
that's when it changed. That's true.
Then the person in charge wasn't all about sports anymore.
No,
Donna Shalala was all about sports and was willing to help the football team however she could.
That is true.
That's no longer the case in Wisconsin at Madison. That's when it changed.
South Milwaukee, we say hello to Mike. Mike, you're on the big show. You want Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams?
No, I don't want either. You know, I think it's ridiculous to even think about Bruce Pearl. Remember when we brought Anderson in for football?
Yeah
it's not the same thing. Bruce Pearl has a track record of success. Gary Anderson had Utah State.
Well, Gary Anderson.
But you're talking about bringing in players. Yeah.
He wanted to change the whole footprint. Our footprint is
similar.
And everything's there. Greg Gard just got to get back to running the Bull Ryan Swing offense and get back to defense and getting the recruiting done. They need to get done in the state. Because he's not going to get the players. Bruce Pearl's not going to get the players he's getting at Auburn, trust me, or Tennessee. Because they're not going to let him in Wisconsin.
Well, that's the same thing
that happened to Anderson.
No, he's right about that. It is similar.
Can he get the guys that he got at UW Milwaukee?
Those are Horizon League players. But at the same time, it's just not I think we're trying to fix something that's not broke.
It is broken. Wisconsin is broken, Mike.
Well, they made the NCAA tournament.
So
they
what?
Finished what in the Big Ten?
Yeah, but do you want more than that?
Well, yeah, I want more, but I think Greg Gard can get it. I don't think you need Bruce Pearl coming.
Tell me this.
And hey, he's had some stuff against him too. That's why he left you. Milwaukee, that's why he left Tennessee, and now Auburn's got some stuff.
Well, he left Milwaukee to get a better job and get paid.
Right.
But
he's gotten in trouble at both other institutions. Not him personally, but now he had an assistant, Chuck Person.
Right.
He's gone at Auburn.
Correct.
You know.
Yep, I understand. I totally understand that, and you're right. That's Badgers would probably never hire him. But this is my thing. So you said, well, Greg Gard has to get back to playing defense, running the Bo Ryan swing offense, and get back to recruiting.
Right now.
So he's got to get back to those three things. So what is he doing good right now then?
Nothing.
Well, the reality is, you know, usually Wisconsin had big guys that could shoot the three.
Right.
They could shoot free throws. You know, you run that swing, you move from top to bottom, and you're proficient in all the positions. The guards were even good down low sometimes.
Sure.
And we don't really have that
right
now. For whatever reason, I don't know. But some people speculate that, you know, Gard was one of their top recruiters.
For Bo.
Back in the day.
He was.
For Bo.
He was. He recruited all those kids.
But now he's got to recruit for himself.
Exactly. And I think – you know, that's obviously an issue, you know, in my opinion.
No question. Thanks for the call. It's just like Wojo. You know, it's one thing recruiting for Coach K at Duke. It's another thing recruiting for yourself with no track record as a head coach. Now, you can't knock Wojo's recruiting. I think he's done a great job recruiting. But the other aspect of the coaching on the floor and that type of stuff with Wojo, that I think might not be as good as what everybody wants to see necessarily at this point.
The one thing that just continues to get better and better are the guys over at Hyundai West Dallas.
Yeah, my good friend Dan Richards over at Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue, part of the International Autos Group. Guys, we're not in love with any one car. We don't want to sell it today. We want to sell a new or used car to you right now today. Go see my good friend Dan Richards. He is ready to make a deal on Highway 100, Arthur Avenue. When you walk in the door, ask for Dan. Tell them the guys from the Big Show sent you. When you do that, you'll see a big smile on Dan's face. You're going to get the best possible deal on any new or used car they have in stock right now today. Go check them out. Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
A 5-4 Brewers lead out at Miller Park. Two on in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Travis Shaw at the dish. He's 0 for 3 today. Bayview Shade and Blind. Post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals joins the Wendy's Big Show with Tim Allen after this.
Step into it.
Still. At 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's Throwback Thursday. Using the hashtag Big Throwback, tweet off your vote. New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, Def Leppard, Machine Head, WWE themes. Go with one of those or one of your own. Next, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, performed live at the 1981 Grammy Awards, and you're hearing it now on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, taking your request.
You might have been better back in the 70s.
Right? I think I might have fit.
Could have been like that DJ that does love songs and
I've
not taking
requests.
I always wanted
to do that.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals in life. I want to be the play-by-play guy at a WrestleMania. I want to do an overnight shift where I'm bringing in the love songs with you through the late night hours, and we're going to keep
You'd
it cool
that,
and calm throughout the night. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. I think that would be a lot of fun. Kendrick's on the north side. He's on The Fan now. Kendrick, you want Bruce Pearl or Buzz Williams in the state of Wisconsin again?
I'd like Bruce Pearl or Buzz. I feel like the recruiting, they would bring in the recruits. And Gary, my girlfriend, she works at Madison, UW-Madison. And,
okay.
You know, you went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, why do they make it seem like, you know, this place is like Harvard, or is it that harsh academically? Because I look at Duke, and I understand, you know, Krzyzewski, but I've heard that they're pretty difficult to get into. I feel like if we would have had Bruce Pearl would have told Tyler Hero, I don't care about Iverson, or you're going to play. You're going to get 15 to 20 shots. Even Buzz, you're going to get these shots. We let all of these kids, Dwayne Wilson, what's the big guy he played with who turned out to be a bust?
Jameel Wilson?
Diamond Stone.
Diamond Stone. Well, they couldn't get in. They couldn't get into school. Well, let me just say this, because here's the question you asked me. If you talk about Krzyzewski, and Krzyzewski says that he's not recruiting the kids that Kentucky is recruiting, but they're recruiting the same way.
Well, why we can't get any of these guys?
Well, because those guys that Duke is recruiting don't want to come to Wisconsin.
I'm saying in state. I'm saying Dwayne Wilson, even Burton. Oh. These guys went to Marquette, but they left. Why? Because they couldn't get into Wisconsin.
But because under Buzz, they moved the line on the Buzz where they knew what Buzz were all about. They knew when they hired him. They knew what he was all about. They knew it was going to be JUCOs, and they bought into that when they hired him. That was an understanding. Buzz said, hey, here's how I'm going to do it. You guys got to get down with this, and they did. And then that's why Buzz ultimately ended up leaving, because Marquette says, you know what, Buzz? We're done. We had enough.
Well, I say, you know what? If you're not if you're not doing anything illegal, this is a business. You got to, and you got to win. As long as you're not doing anything where your program can get in trouble, they got to change it, or else we're going to see the same old all the time.
People don't know. Allegedly, though, I think Marquette was in some trouble there.
Yeah. Thanks for the call,
Kendrick.
There was some stuff
going on,
and it all was allegedly, and it all kind of stayed under wraps.
Yeah,
but there was definitely some noise going on inside the university and around those streets, that there was some things that were not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. Lorenzo Cain saves one over the wall, and the Brewers start up jumping around at a 5-4 win. How about that?
They need to reshow that.
Holy goodness.
They'll reshow it. Lorenzo Cain's losing his mind.
So is Tim Allen, if you can hear him. Okay. Well, it'll be the
Bayview. Remember the guy we had on, Steve, said he was one of the best in baseball at saving runs?
Yeah, that was Mark Simon. Every Wednesday at 3:48, he'll be on the big show. Woo. Yep.
Well, that is no doubt.
And you can go back and listen to his interview. He said exactly that.
Yeah, you can find it at 1057fmthefan.com. It's Fan On Demand. Jose Ramirez gives it a ride. And right out.
Oh yeah,
Cardinals bullpen.
He got it. Throw it.
I mean, Kane is losing his mind. Yeah,
that couldn't have been timed any better.
Yeah, well, that was a home run. He wouldn't have got that.
It would have been a tie game.
Look at him.
Sophia Minard's trying to grab him for an interview. He says no.
Nope.
I got important stuff going on. And Lorenzo Cain, you know, when you were the kid that you were always wanting to play and always have fun and get your jersey dirty, Lorenzo Cain got every bit of his jersey dirty today on opening day. We'll talk about everything after Miller Park, a 5-4 Brewers win. The Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals joins Wendy's Big Show next. But first, these words from my main man, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, it's March. You know what time it is. It's madness. It's madness right now with the baseball field under that cane cage. And talk about a winner, Jay Meredith Jewelers inventory liquidation sale. Guys, if you're thinking about popping the big question soon or even later this year, you have to make a fast break to Jay Meredith Jewelers in Elfield right now. They have up to 50 to 70% off their entire inventory, including diamond engagement rings. 50 to 70% off the entire store. Talk about a cluster pointer. Get a stunning diamond engagement ring, save a basket full of money, and make the girl of your dreams feel like a star. Okay, maybe you're not ready to make a big leap. J. Meredith Jewelers has a huge inventory of jewelry that's perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, you name it, it'll work. Think diamonds, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, fine gemstone jewelry, and a whole lot more. Plus, mention you heard this ad on the Big Show on the Fan, and you'll get even more savings. It's a slam dunk, but hurry, sale won't last for long. Jay Meredith Jewelers inventory liquidation sale, a short drive for big savings in Delafield off Highway 83 near Target.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.